I'd had it.
I had just celebrated yet another wedding without the smallest little envelope, one thanking me in the nicest way possible with a little cash or check. What was it with this town? Weddings, funerals, baptisms, nothing. Or nada, as many of our folk would say. When Elijah was treated this way by the Israelites, he called down drought upon the land. I'm not positive that clerical stipends were his cause celebre, but it was something like that. So, I did like the prophets of old. I got on the line and called God. The number, in case you need it, is 1-800-225-5436. Oh, 63, sorry. It's 1-800-C-A-L-L-G-O-D. Usted ha alcanzado a Dios incorporado. Si usted desea hablar en inglés, oprime el número dos. Now, what was this? Even God insists upon answering in Spanish. And why was Espanol the default tongue? Why did I have to push número dos to hablar in inglés? When someone finally came on the line, that was my first question. Sir, it's very simple. There's no slight intended. It's based upon per capita entry into heaven. English speakers are not, as we say here, numerus unus. I put it in Latin, sir. Does that make you feel better? Now look here. I've got issues for God to address. I need answers. I don't want to waste time with languages. I understand, sir. Please hold for your options. No, I don't want options. I want to speak with... Too late. If you're calling about Brazil's loss to Germany in the World Cup semifinals, press 1. Your wait time is approximately 2 years. Wailing, por qué, Jesus, por qué, into the receiver will not hasten a response. If you are calling about Tatiana Maslany not receiving an Emmy nod for Orphan Black, press 2. Your wait time is approximately 6 months, during which you may wish to take up reading. If you're a child trying to get across the U.S. border, press 3. There is no wait time. This has the big guy really riled up. On and on they went. I just kept pressing 0. I would demand to speak directly to God. It worked. A real voice came on the line. Did you finish your oatmeal? What about your milk? You're gonna have a big day, you know. Who is this? That's God's big concern. Did I eat breakfast? This is Barbara Billingsley. I often help out when the lines are hot. You can't imagine how many folks are concerned about things like, well, like Justin Bieber. They call in, distraught over what Justin's just done. And I say soothingly, the Beeb's gonna be all right. The big guy believes it helps coming from a motherly voice. Well, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Well, Mrs. Billingsley, I'm calling. Please, call me Mom. What's your concern? Problems with Wally? Well, no. People in my parish, they haven't been very generous, and I'm thinking God should, call down a plague, rough them up a little. Nothing too serious. Just let them know right from wrong. Oh dear, son. May I call you son? Sure, Mrs. Cleave. Mom. Son, that's just not our way. We don't hand out blessings and curses as though we paid for goodness and charged for orneriness. But what about Deuteronomy and all those prophets? To follow God brings life. To forsake God brings death. Well, yes, dear. But that's because God is life. God is the fullness of life, of truth, of beauty. Why, of love itself. To turn away from God is like trying to bake a cherry pie without the oven. The oven doesn't punish you for failing to put in the pie. It just doesn't get baked. I see. You're saying that sin carries its own consequences. It doesn't require God to step in by way of extrinsic punishment. When the beaver and Wally fight, we're all sad. Ward doesn't need to punish anyone. But isn't it natural to read the events of our lives as sending a message? I've met confirmed atheists who suddenly ask what they've done wrong when calamity comes their way. Of course it's natural, but don't ask and answer your questions too quickly. You see, every episode starts off well, moves to a crisis, and then ends happily when the beeve has learned his lesson. That's how it works in family sitcoms and in life, provided you watch the whole episode before you judge. When God picks up the remote, he's very patient. He doesn't channel surf. Geez, I never thought about it that way. That's swell. Thanks for helping me see things a little differently, Mrs. Clear. Mom. You're welcome, dear. Now, fix your collar. It's a bit crooked.